Lodge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The judge in the hush money trial fined Donald Trump for repeatedly violating a limited gag order. ABC's John Santucci says Trump is already fundraising off the fine.
The reality is that Donald Trump for years has been told by advisors since he became a political candidate in 2015, rein it in, don't post this, don't do that. He never listened to anybody because, quite frankly, there were no consequences. And now there are $9,000 worth of consequences. And let's be clear, we may not be done there.
Trump is accused of falsifying documents ahead of the 2016 election. Authorities in North Carolina say the suspect who killed four officers and injured four others while trying to serve a warrant at a home was armed with an AR-15 rifle. The suspect also killed during a shootout. Protests over the war in Gaza continue at dozens of campuses nationwide. Columbia University students have now barricaded themselves into one of the halls on campus. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Stand up, fight back. Stand up, fight back.
University of Wisconsin-Madison leaders say they'll talk to protesters about their demands only after they remove an encampment they put up on campus. Protest leaders tell reporters any decisions they make depends on how the UW responds to their demands to cut all ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. Local law enforcement leaders say more needs to be done for mental health in Wisconsin. Altoona Police Chief Kelly Bakken.
Not only can we have those crisis centers, but we need to have a community approach to make sure that these people are getting the support that they need within their communities.
Bakken speaking about election year crime issues with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A proposed capital investment bill in Minnesota could see the 148th Fighter Wing in Duluth receive about $3 million in funding. Proposed by State Senator Grant Housechild, the $25 million bill would provide the funding for the construction of three new hangars at the site. The legislation has support from the Duluth Area Chamber of Commerce, which has pushed for hangar renewal efforts for years. The proposed bonding bill will require a supermajority vote to pass, so bipartisan support will be critical. Duluth Community Education has received grant funding to study how safe the streets around the area's schools are for young pedestrians. Through the Safe Route grant program, the organization will be able to hire a full-time employee to study the areas around the schools to find out which routes are already safe and which routes need improvements. The goal is to create safer routes for students who walk or bike to school, like reconstructing sidewalks. The organization plans to make the hire this summer. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Giannis and Dame are doubtful. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It comes down to tonight's Game 5 in order for the Bucks season to continue. The Pacers lead the best-of-seven playoff series 3-1. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, both listed as doubtful due to injury. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Chris, I do know that if he's going to be okay. He felt pretty good after the game again. Pat, we're going to have to get something check. I think it's his ribs or something, so we're not sure.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Rays on a controversial interference call at the plate in the ninth inning. Tampa Bay walks away 1-0 at AmFam Field. NFL, the Packers drafted rookies coming to Green Bay for a mini camp this weekend.
Well, I think it's going to be a very competitive situation. You know, it doesn't matter necessarily whether you're a second-round pick or you're a UDFA. I mean, our job is to find the best players to go out there and compete at a high level, and everybody's going to get an opportunity.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A high-pressure system is built in, allowing our skies to be bright and beautiful today with seasonal high temperatures into the mid-60s. A few more fronts swing through the state overnight, firing up showers and even some rumbles of thunder. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high.
can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, join us for a delayed round of Three Headlines and a Lie. 11:33 public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
You might been hurt, babe.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Not sure if you've heard it, but tomorrow it's going to be May. Mr. Aaron Sommers on the production of our one-day theme here. It's going to be May. Mr. Sommers, welcome into hour number two of the big program.
You know, I'm just glad that everybody knows what day it is.
Well, there's Steve for now, yeah. Justin Timberlake, of course, are recording that song, and it was spoofed and made fun of on Saturday Night Live years ago, and it's kind of become a thing now. On April 30th, that tomorrow, it's going to be May. So there you go.
Tony on YouTube says that Justin Timberlake and Terry Barr go together well.
I agree with that. I mean, but, you know, I mean, Terry Barr is like, you know, cheese with a piece of apple pie. You can't go wrong. I mean, Terry Barr goes with everything. But particularly, I think that we should get Justin Timberlake in here and do a joint interview with Terry Barr and Justin Timberlake.
That'd be something. And I think Justin Timberlake goes with pretty much anything, too, yeah, except right. Like Janet Jackson.
Maybe. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah, welcome into April 30th. Tomorrow is, in fact, going to be May. Coming up, but by the way, thank you to Luke Mathers, our executive producer here at Civic Media. Always great to have Tuesday tangents with the Lukester. Just makes you feel better after you have a good conversation with him and to all of those who called in as well. Taking your phone calls as well in hour two. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Beautiful day here in Madison. Mr. Zommer, should we go down to the street cam and find out what's happening down on... We are high atop State Street here in the block off the Capitol Square. A lovely sunny day. There we go. A young gentleman, I believe, just walking by. Very nice. Again, every time we seem to go to the street cam, there's not much going on. But a couple of bikers. Now, see, right there. Well, I guess the biker had the green light there. But we're being cautious. We don't want anybody to be hurt or pedestrians there. A beautiful day just to take in the street cam and find out what's happening. So, all right, we'll check back in if anything important happens down on State Street. A quiet, peaceful day here on State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Coming up at hour two, what's worse? I'm going to give you a what's worse here this hour. Your chance to call in and weigh in on important topics of the day. Also, just to clean up here from last hour in terms of the Milwaukee Bucks, they're in action tonight. So be aware of that. In action across the Civic Media Network at select stations. It comes up on, let me see here, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM. Also, Lake Air Radio, WLAK and Amory, 1260 AM and 98Q Country, WCQM in Park Falls. The big 98.3 FM. All those stations have the Bucks tonight. Starting at 8 p.m., a late game at Fiserv Forum. A must win for the Bucks. 8 p.m. Also tonight at 6:05 in WRCO News from the Center, Richland Center, it'll be the Milwaukee Brewers. They're also on WRJN and Racine in Kenosha. And, of course, Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh. All kinds of sports going on tonight. You have the Bucks. You have the Brewers. Don't forget, we are not able to stream the Major League or professional sports broadcasts. Their respective leagues own the streaming rights to that. So you have to live in one of those communities. Also, I feel like I'm back at WRCO, back in the day, reading Community Calendar. That was a great, they still do it, by the way. Things like, you know, ice cream socials. It could be a bake sale for a local charity or just things going on. So from the old Todd Allball Show Community Calendar here, Civic Media broadcasts the second of four forums for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District Democratic Primary. It is coming up tomorrow evening on May 1st. It'll start at 6:30 in the evening from the Student Union Theater at UW La Crosse campus. It airs from 6:30 until 8 on the following stations: WLCX in La Crosse, CFW in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, WRCE in Richland Center, and WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. That is the 3rd Congressional District Democratic Primary Forum tomorrow night from 6:30 until 8.
And to follow up on that, if you're normally listening to a Civic Media show and you're tuning in for a segment that begins at 30 minutes after the hour, you usually have a couple minutes of wiggle room. Yes. But with this, it will start right at 6:30.
Right at 6:30. All right. You don't want to miss the opening dialogue here. So be aware of the opening statements. Sometimes those can make or break a debate. By the way, it's not a debate.
It's a forum.
Please, no wagering. I wonder if Vegas, if you could, like, are they going to have odds on if we have a presidential debate? Can you get a bet out in Vegas on who wins?
Well, but how do you define who wins?
That's a great question. Somebody in Vegas, I would defer to Brent Musburger. He'll decide who wins these forums and debates. I'm all in on that.
Sure. All right.
But please, these are forums, not a debate. Please, no wagering. So there you go. There's, I believe, all the community calendar announcements for today. We have those out of the way. I mentioned this, kind of teased it in hour number one. Want to get to this story from today. House Democrats announced they will save Speaker Mike Johnson if Marjorie Taylor Greene triggers her efforts to oust him. This is big news. Of course, Mike Johnson stepped up to the plate last week, went against many in his own party, and he allowed a vote on the floor for Ukrainian funding, Israel, and Taiwan. They all passed. About half the Republican caucus in the House voted against Ukraine funding. And the really extreme extremists, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and other hardliners, threatened that they would call a motion to vacate. In other words, call a vote for Speaker Mike Johnson's job as House Speaker. And there was some speculation that President Joe Biden helped broker a deal between the Republicans, at least Mike Johnson, and Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, and the House Democrats, to at least save his job once if he would allow this to the floor. So according to CNN, House Democratic leadership announced this afternoon that Democrats would kill an effort to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson from his position amid threats from Republican Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene and other hardliners. Quote, "At this moment, upon completion of our national security work, the time has come to turn the page on this chapter of pro-Putin Republican obstruction. We will vote to table Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's motion to vacate the chair. If she evokes the motion, it will not succeed," unquote. That is a statement from the House Democratic leadership. Greene, for her part, suggests that she will move forward with the motion to vacate Johnson in order to put members on the record. Johnson defended the fact that he needs Democratic support to remain in his job and that he did not request assistance from the other side of the aisle at a news conference shortly after the Democratic announcement. Johnson said, quote, "I have to do my job," unquote. He went on to say, "We have to do what we believe to be the right thing. What the country needs right now is a functioning Congress," unquote. When pressed by CNN's Manu Raju on if he would be comfortable relying on Democratic support to keep the gavel, Johnson said, quote, "You hope you have the support of everyone, the entire country," unquote. Johnson said he did not request the assistance of Democrats as he hangs on to the speakership. He said, quote, "I've not requested assistance from anyone. I'm not focused on that at all. I'm focused on getting the job done and getting the legislation passed," unquote. The Democratic leaders announced the decision at the conclusion of their caucus meeting this morning, as House Republicans have told CNN and others that the effort behind the motion to vacate Johnson's speakership is, quote, dead, unquote. Well, maybe it's not dead. As it turns out, maybe it's not dead. So why is this big news? Because it confirms what we had been reporting, kind of hearing from certain individuals, that it appears, and again, this goes back to Joe Biden's leadership style. Not flashy, no public name calling, no holding a press conference from the dais with the presidential seal in front of him and being obnoxious like the predecessor. Joe Biden instead prefers to negotiate behind the scenes in closed door rooms. And I'm sure Joe Biden lets the language fly and has the Irish temper going behind closed doors. But he's a smart enough politician, a skilled enough politician, that in public, he either doesn't say anything or he's deferential to the people he's trying to negotiate with. And what does that equate to? It equates to actually getting something done. Now, the question is, and I think if you kind of read between the lines here, the question is this a deal for the rest of the congressional term, or is this a deal that was crafted around this particular vote or series of votes on foreign aid? In other words, did Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats essentially assure Johnson, "We've got your back from now to the end of the session"? Or did they make it clear, "Look, we're not going to give you carte blanche, but we need to get this through. You privately admit we need to get it through. But we also, as Democrats, realize that you could lose your job if you rely on us to pass it." I mean, that's essentially why former House Speaker, Mr. Zellmers, help me out.
Kevin McCarthy.
Thank you very much. Kevin McCarthy lost his job because they made the same deal with him and said, you know, look, if you work with the Democrats, you're gone. So he said, okay, I won't. And they voted him out anyway. So here's Johnson saying, look, I know from past examples here, if I go along with you Democrats, even though I might believe in it, I'm out. So the question is, did Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats make a deal just for this vote and then said, look, we got you on this one, but after we save you, then, you know, it would take another deal. In any event, real adults were able to negotiate and get aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. That's the important thing. Democrats say they will now save Johnson on a motion to vacate, at least this time. Back with more after this. It's the All Balls Show in Civic Media.
It's gonna be May.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a weather-ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Gonna be May tomorrow. Not sure if you heard about that. It's April 30th today, 2024. Welcome back in. Again, apologize for the voice here, fighting the allergies. Talking about the news here, breaking across the wires that Democratic leadership in the House of Representatives are now saying they will save Mike Johnson's speakership, at least for this time. At least for this time. If Marjorie Taylor Greene advances a motion to vacate, which she says she's going to do. Republican Representative Kat Kamak of Florida said earlier today, when asked if there was any movement on the threat since the week-long House recess, she said, quote, no, it's dead, unquote. Oklahoma Republican Kevin Harn, exiting the House Republican Weekly Conference today before the Democrats' announcement, downplayed the motion to vacate and told reporters, quote, nobody's talking about it, unquote. Well, if you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. So we'll see. We'll continue to follow this and see what happens. Also breaking across the wires here moments ago, this from AP and CBS News, U.S. Drug Control Agency will move to reclassify marijuana in a historic shift, AP sources say. Washington, Dateline Washington, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration will move to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. The Associated Press has learned a historic shift to generations of American drug policy that could have wide ripple effects across the country. The DEA's proposal, which still must be reviewed by the White House Office of Management and Budget, would recognize the medical uses of cannabis and acknowledge it has less potential for abuse than some of the nation's most dangerous drugs. However, it would not legalize marijuana outright for recreational purposes. The agency's move, confirmed to the Associated Press today by five people familiar with the matter who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the sensitive regulatory review, clears the last significant regulatory hurdle before the agency's biggest policy change in more than 50 years can take effect. Once OMB signs off, that's Office of Management and Budget, the DEA will take public comment on the plan to move marijuana from its current classification as a Schedule I drug alongside heroin and LSD. It moves pot to a Schedule III alongside ketamine. Is that how you say that, Mr. Zemmers?
Yeah. And wow, Schedule III, they even skipped over two.
They even skipped over two.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah. And some antibiotic steroids are also apparently Schedule III.
Yeah.
Following a recommendation from the Federal Health and Human Services Department. After the public comment period, the agency would publish the rule, the final rule. It comes after President Joe Biden called for a review of federal marijuana law in October of 2022 and moved to pardon thousands of Americans convicted federally of simple possession of the drug. He has also called on governors and local leaders to take similar steps to ease marijuana convictions. Quote, criminal records for marijuana use and possessions have imposed needless barriers to employment, housing, and educational opportunities, Biden said in December. Too many lives have been upended because of our failed approach to marijuana. It's time we right these wrongs, unquote. The election year announcement could help Biden, a Democrat, boost flagging support, particularly amongst young voters. Schedule III drugs are still controlled substances and subject to rules and regulations of people who traffic them without permission, could still face federal criminal prosecution. Some critics argue the DEA should not change course on marijuana, saying rescheduling isn't necessary and could lead to harmful side effects. On the other end of the spectrum, others argue, say that marijuana should be dropped from the controlled substance list completely and instead regulated like alcohol. Federal drug policy has lagged behind many states in recent years, with 38 having already legalized medical marijuana and 24 legalizing it for recreational use. So again, breaking news here. Essentially, the Biden administration, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, looking to reclassify cannabis from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, which could have long-lasting. I mean, I think for me, the biggest thing is we're not talking about quote-unquote drug dealers. We're not talking about people who are found with, you know, pounds and pounds and pounds of pot on them or selling it. We're talking about people that might have a joint in the park and they're walking along and they happen to have it. And then they get arrested. And now you have a substance one criminal record. And many times, because folks of color don't have the ability to hire high-end legal counsel, they get this on their permanent record, which could have implications in terms of, you know, applying for jobs and whatnot, where people of better means have the ability to hire attorneys and kind of get it wiped away and scrubbed, basically. So I think for folks like that, I think that's fine. I think, you know, however you might feel about the use of marijuana, whether you're for it or whether you're against it, even if you say you're against it, I think we could all say if people make a mistake or whatever, and all you're doing is imbibing, I don't see a reason for your entire permanent record to be marred for the rest of your life.
Yeah, especially since, just think about this for a second. Currently, federally, obviously it's different at the state level, but federally, marijuana is more illegal than cocaine.
That's crazy.
Because cocaine is a Schedule II drug because it has application in nasal surgery. It'll open those passages right up.
I'm sure it will.
So right now, marijuana, Schedule I, completely illegal. Mm. It is more illegal than cocaine at the federal level. To me, that is just bananas.
Yeah, it absolutely is crazy. And also, even in Wisconsin, depending upon where you are, some communities like Madison, essentially, and I believe Dane County, but certainly Madison, have basically said, look, you know, if you're caught with, you know, some on you and you're not selling it, we probably won't even prosecute you. Where other communities might say, no, we're going to, this is Schedule One drug and we're going to throw the book at you. So it's not even consistent across the state of Wisconsin. And of course, meanwhile, you have Illinois and Minnesota and Michigan, who not only it's not only legal medically, it's also legal recreationally. So I think more continuity to the system. I applaud the Biden administration for saying, let's use some common sense here.
Right. I understand the idea of states deciding some of their own laws, but I think in terms of medical stuff, why are we letting states decide whether or not they believe doctors?
Right.
Like in terms of abortion or marijuana legalization for medical use, I don't understand that.
Politics, as they say. Politics and money. But anyway, there's some breaking news for you today. You know, that's why you want to tune in. The breaking news events right here. Each and every day. We're going to come back and on the other side and have a little fun. We're going to give you a what's worse on the other side today. Once again, and it appears the folks at the home office have an obsession with food right now because once again, it involves food in terms of what's worse. I'm going to come back and give you a chance to talk about that. And we might delve into the Milwaukee Brewers a little bit. All that in your phone calls as well. Don't go anywhere. It is the All Ball Show for a Tuesday, April 3rd, 2024 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new CBS News poll finds Donald Trump and President Biden about even in Wisconsin. The survey of registered voters finds 50% back Trump, while 49% support Biden. Only a third tell the poll the economy is going fairly good or very good, while 65% think it's very bad or fairly bad. A Federal Trade Commission report says big grocery chains are making record profits. Angela Huffman is a consumer advocate. She wants the feds to take antitrust action.
That would be the ideal outcome, is to take away their excessive power. But other than that, these companies can be fined for this kind of price gouging. There needs to be some kinds of consequences.
The report recommends a closer look, but doesn't propose any specific solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Lake Superior Zoo is getting a new red panda. According to a Northern News Now report, the zoo currently has a 2-year-old red panda, and officials are bringing in a 1-year-old red panda to accompany her. Zoo officials say their goal is to eventually get a male red panda as well in order to help preserve the species. The new red panda named Pip is currently at the zoo, but must quarantine for a few weeks to ensure she isn't carrying any diseases. The zoo plans to unveil Pip to the world around Memorial Day weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be hosting a public meeting in Superior on walleye management in the St. Louis River and Western Lake Superior area. According to a press release, the meeting will be held on May 9th at 6 p.m. to discuss the status of the population and fishery, walleye-related projects in the region, and management issues that are impacting the fisheries. The meeting is scheduled 2 days before the walleye season opener and will be held at the Barker's Island Superior Room. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Zendaya's film Challengers aced the competition at the box office over the weekend, pun intended. The sexy R-rated drama set in the world of tennis pulled in $15 million at the domestic box office. The movie was a hit with viewers under 35, and distributors think it could stay in the top spot until The Fall Guy is released later this month. The other new release that cracked the top five and finished at number two is Unsung Hero. Unsung tells the story of a family of Christian musicians. Rounding out the top five are Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, Civil War, and Abigail. Are you not a fan of three-hour movies? Well, you're not alone. According to a new study by Talker Research, the average American likes a film to be 92 minutes long. The results of the poll showed that only 15% of Americans want to sit through a movie that is 2 hours or longer. Only 2% of those polled felt a movie should be longer than 2.5 hours. It is unclear how many of them are named Scorsese. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A high-pressure system is built in, allowing our skies to be bright and beautiful today with seasonal high temperatures into the mid-60s. A few more fronts swing through the state overnight, firing up showers and even some rumbles of thunder. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Conrad returns from his long weekend off, and I head back to Green Bay to welcome musician Eric Chellin from the band The Mascot Theory and actor Kurt Krause.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Legalize.
music there from Bob Marley. Appropriate today.
It is Peter Tosh, actually.
Oh, is it Peter Tosh? Oh, I thought it was Bob Marley. It's like, no. It's so, I'm no Phil Nee, understand, in terms of music knowledge. Appropriate as the Associated Press and now other places are reporting that the Biden administration is moving to reclassify cannabis, marijuana, from a Class 1 federal drug to Class 3, which would recharacterize how people look at it. And also save, I think, a lot of people from needless procedures in the courts, people who are just, you know, imbibing for entertainment or relaxation. Now, we're not talking, and again, it's important, I think, to look at, we're not talking about people who have bales of this or whatever, and they're shipping it around and, you know, to earn hundreds of thousands of dollars as a dealer. We're just talking about the casual partaker. Right, Mr. Somers? That's what we're talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. The casual partaker does not deserve to go to jail for a substance that is at least on par, arguably less dangerous than alcohol.
Yeah, or certainly no more so then.
Certainly no more so.
Yeah. I mean, it would basically be like, oh, if you found somebody with, you know, walking down the street at a festival with an open container or an open, you know, glass of your favorite beverage and saying we're going to put you in jail for that. Now, you might get a citation on money, but you're not going to jail for having an open can of beer in most cases.
Now, just like with alcohol, if you are driving under the influence,
that's a whole other story.
Like Wisconsin should be much harder on that with alcohol specifically.
Sure. So anyway, that's there's your breaking news of the day. And I'm sure other civic media hosts will be following this as well. Also, let me just check on the old Twitter here. Oh, very good. We'll talk about that in a minute. First of all, though, time once again, Mr. Zomers, for another edition of What's Worse? This or that. 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 Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again to play What's Worse? No prize money, no game prizes. There is no benefit other than you get to call in across statewide radio and on the stream across Wisconsin and have your voice and your opinion heard. All right? So we're going to give you the what's worse, so then call in 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Here it is. From the folks at the home office, what's worse, Chili's or Applebee's? Chili's or Applebee's? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media Hotline. No, the app. Download the app at your favorite Apple or Android device. What's worse, Chili's or Applebee's? Now, I've eaten it both. This is not to hate on either one, but they're more chain type of commercial, corporate type of restaurants. And over the years, I would say Applebee's more than Chili's have kind of, many of them have been closed. And some of them have kind of gone downhill. There was a day back in the mid to late 90s where my friend Sam and I were eating at Applebee's probably once a week on average.
Wow. I used to go a lot with my family.
Yeah. And it's just they kind of changed the menu. And then, like a lot of places, like the price went up, but the value really didn't go up, in my opinion. I also think that where Chili's missed it was for a while they dropped the whole baby back ribs thing. You know, Chili's, baby back. Exactly.
Back. No, that's a different thing, I think.
No, I think that's...
Is that Chili's?
Yes.
I don't remember.
That's what it was. If you dial up like the old theme music for Chili's from the late 90s, and then they dropped that, I think they're bringing it back. Probably because some of the Chili's aren't doing too well. So the question, what's worse, Chili's or Applebee's? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
Tony on YouTube. Not a fan of Chili's. Or, well, I guess that's not necessary.
Just says Chili's is worse. All right.
And a texter on WAUK says Applebee's, no question.
All right. Some very opinionated. So Tony, for sure, Chili's is worse.
I
The listener in Waukesha, Applebee's, no, he says, he or she says, no question.
I think I've only been to Chili's like maybe twice.
Really?
Because there isn't one in Manitowoc.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just hadn't. I mean, and I enjoyed it. Applebee's, I will say, I have a much larger sample to pull from because, as we talked about, my family used to go there a lot.
Yeah.
But they've stopped going as much because, like you said, the price has gone up. The quality doesn't seem to have really gone up. I've had some questionable menu items there. I once had a grilled watermelon and shrimp salad because I was like, that sounds weird. I got to try it. And I ate it and I was like, yep, that's weird. Don't like it.
That was your first problem, right? Just being too adventurous.
Yeah.
No, grilled watermelon and shrimp?
Yes. It was interesting. The grilled watermelon being both hot and cold was just not right.
Not right at all.
Also, Applebee's is the only place I, as a white man, have been racially discriminated against. It taught me a lot.
I'm not even going to ask. All right. It seems like back in the late 90s when I used to go there, Applebee's had like a grilled chicken and like a balsamic and something else. It was really good. And they took that off the menu and they changed things around. And also, I'm not sure there's an Applebee's still in existence in Madison. There is a Chili's out by Westtown Mall. I was there recently, within the last year, I guess, or so. So what's worse, Chili's or Applebee's? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Off the text line, Madison Plumber. I like that. A Madison Plumber listening on WMDX. And by the way, Who earns their money more than plumbers? I mean, these folks, they go through long apprenticeship programs. Sometimes they'll go to schooling as well, but big apprenticeship programs. And having had a small business, a couple of them, plumbers have to do some of the most thankless, dirty jobs in the world. But without them, we would all be up crap creek. So literally and figuratively. So number one, a shout out to all the plumbers out there. But this is a Madison Plumber listening on WMDX says, the only reason, let me get it back up. Well, thank you, Mr. Somers. The only reason I go to either place is for a free meal. A little salty. All right. Very good. From the Madison Plumber. So he's voting neither one. But in any event, there you go. Also, we have Tony calling in on Beaver Dam, or from Beaver Dam, lovely city of Beaver Dam. Tony, thanks for calling in. What's worse, Chili's or Applebee's?
Well, we don't have a Chili's here in Beaver Dam, and the Applebee's, they had one location, and it took you an hour to get service, and the second location, I haven't heard anything good about it.
Really?
So I can't approve Applebee's, and I don't know about Chili's. I've never been there.
All right. Well, I mean, the ribs are pretty good. I think their margaritas are pretty good at Chili's. But all right, thank you. How are things out in Beaver Dam today, Tony? Is it sunny like it is here in Madison?
Well, it's a beautiful day out here. Sun's shining, and yeah.
It reminds
no wind and
my maternal grandfather used to have a saying about Beaver Dam. So I went to Beaver Dam to get some dam water, and the dam man told me I couldn't have any of his dam water. So I went home from Beaver Dam and never swore once.
Well, he was called the Dam Bar.
The Dam Bar, all right.
Yes.
My grandpa would say that, and my very devout Christian grandmother would look at him and say, "Warren, honestly." And he'd say, "Well, it's true."
I'm going to the Dam Bar.
All right. Thank you, Tony. You go to the Dam Bar. I appreciate you calling from beautiful Beaver Dam. What's worse, Chili's or Applebee's?
Tony, a different Tony on YouTube says, where I live, Chili's isn't really around, and Applebee's is overpriced and has weak drinks, but that seems to be across the board for restaurants these days.
Yeah, particularly kind of these big chain restaurants. That's why, as Trigvi Olsen and I found out, who, by the way, he'll be on the program with us tomorrow, it's 9 times out of 10, I feel, sometimes just better to go to a local establishment like that And, you know, the local business owner is probably going to treat you better. But, I mean, everything has a place, right? Everything has a place. And
right.
Sometimes when you're on the road traveling, you just want consistency. But I think Chili's and Applebee's are both examples of larger chains that were really, really big at one point, and for whatever reason have lost a little bit of their luster. What's worse, Chili's or Applebee's? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Andrew from Maine, listening on WAUK, says, it's tough to compare when there is one Chili's in southern Maine and 16 Applebee's. Wow. One of which is a mile down the street from my house. The local Applebee's has an awesome staff and good food, though not always the case with every location, of course. Or right there, Andrew from Maine nails it on the head. And I've also been the general manager for a sports bar, a chain. And I think Andrew gets it. A lot of it comes down to the service. And it's tough sometimes in today's world where it's hard to find folks in the labor market and the service, you know, is not what. So I think any restaurant that has good service is going to rise to the top. What's worse, Chili's or Applebee's? Calling or texting from WRCE, the old hometown in Richland Center, Chili's. Because Applebee's has dollar-rita promotions, and you can get smoked and hit on cougars for real cheap.
This is a really good one. You know, I was going to bring up Applebee's dollar drinks, but it would not have been as funny as this texture, so I'm glad I waited.
Clip that, and we may have to frame that. That may be one of our better texts off the old text line. Because Applebee's has dollar-rita promotions, and you can get smoked and hit on cougars for real cheap.
Even if they're weak drinks, when they're only a dollar, it doesn't matter.
What's worse, Steve from Milwaukee texting in. Thank you, Steve. He says, Applebee's is for sure worse. Wow. It's interesting to me how people have very definitive, like, it's either one or the other.
And I think it really comes down to that local difference. Because, right? Like I said, you know, my family used to go there all the time, and then they stopped, and maybe if we went again now, it would be better. I mean, I think it was just a change in management.
Yeah. See, good management, good service always makes a huge difference in where you want to go. A couple minutes left here. What is worse, Chili's or Applebee's? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media line. This text brings up an entire discussion which we probably don't want to get into right now. But, I mean, are you going to an Applebee's specifically to hit on cougars? I mean, is this a thing? Is this for the younger generation aware of?
I can't say I've ever gone to Applebee's to hit on cougars. Can't say I've ever gone anywhere to hit on cougars. I'll have to ask my roommate, Parker. No, he's not a cougar hunter. Once there was a cougar hitting on him in a bar, and ever since then we make fun of him and say he's really a cougar hunter, but not really.
I've never heard of this, you understand? I didn't know this was a thing. But they have dollar-ritas still at Applebee's?
It's on, I think, I don't know if it's the same everywhere. I think it's like Wednesday nights you get whatever their special drink of the day is for a dollar for a couple hours or whatever.
All right.
And it depends. Sometimes it's a margarita. Sometimes it's like a more tropical drink. Or something.
All right. Well, there you go. Let's close it up. That's another edition of What's Worse here on the All Ball Show.
We don't have closing music.
We're apparently not closing up the bit. It'll continue on until the next segment, unless it's being hit on by a cougar. That's the best text we've gotten in a very long time.
It is one. Yeah, I think it's one of the greats.
And I appreciate the fact that it comes from the old hometown. You know, now you know where I get my sense of humor. We're going to come back, talk about the Milwaukee Brewers. Zobrist was there last night, a tough loss. But overall, the Brewers are surprising people. Don't miss it. Come on back. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles.
At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Civic Media Radio Network, the Tylo Ball Show here for a Tuesday, April 30th. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. Our friend and colleague Maggie Dawn takes over these very airwaves. The Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Not going to want to miss it. Maggie Dawn coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 9 before 2. This is fantastic because we didn't have a chance to close up the old what's worse bit. We're asking you, what's worse, Chili's or Applebee's? On the phone line right now, listening on WMDX in Madison, Dick in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling in. What's worse?
Well, it's almost like playing Russian roulette with a fully loaded chamber.
All right. You don't prefer either.
I guess. No, and the place I worked for, the janitorial company, we had both of them,
right,
for accounts for several years.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. When you see some of the things that are underneath things in the kitchen,
right?
You know, I'm just saying.
But it goes back to management, right? Like, what does the local management allow?
Absolutely. And then that one that was run real good that we dealt with a lot, and it's long gone in Madison, is Old Chicago.
Oh, and Old Chicago. I used to go there, yeah.
Yeah, that particular manager there was awesome.
Yeah.
But it is how they're run more than anything, right?
That's very true. All right, Dick, thanks for calling in on a beautiful day here in the capital city. Have a great one, Dick from Madison. All right, now can we close up the piece or not yet?
Well, see, the problem was that I don't have closing music for what's worse yet. So it was not that I didn't have time, it's that just, it doesn't exist yet.
It's just perpetually open all the time. People, yes. Because I think that's true, most citizens, as you walk around, you ask yourself, what's worse? We ask ourselves this all the time, right? Well, what's worse? Do I eat something unhealthy or not just eat dinner tonight? You know, what's worse? I mean, running a yellow light or waiting? These are questions we ponder all the time. What's worse? All right, we'll be listening. We'll have another what's worse soon. By the way, we forgot to ask Lukester about Brewer tickets. I'm sure we'll have some soon.
Yeah, soon.
All right. Speaking of the Milwaukee Brewers, great story over the weekend by Bob Nightingale. People of a certain age will remember the late, great broadcaster Earl Nightingale. Of course, he's since passed. I'm not sure if Bob Nightingale is a relative or not. Story by Bob Nightingale on USA Today. Quite the rodeo. Milwaukee Brewers off to a torrid start despite a slew of injuries. Now, this was written a couple of days ago, by the way, before the Brewers lost a couple of games here. So I hope they didn't jinx them. But the story is still pertinent. Milwaukee Brewers owner Mark Attanasio is standing alongside the other screaming 32,000 fans on Friday and can't quite believe what he's seen. So he pulls out his cell phone and acts like a kid, recording the Brewers' thrilling 7-6 11-inning walk-off victory over the New York Yankees at AmFam Field. Quote, "I've never seen anything like it," Attanasio says. "Nobody wants to leave. Look, nobody wants to leave," unquote. Welcome to Milwaukee, where the Brewers have been baseball's little engine that could. This is a locomotive where the engine is wheezing, the hydraulics are leaking, and the wheels are rickety. But they're there. With the third best record in baseball at 17-8, well, that was as of Friday, entering Saturday better than the Dodgers, the New York Yankees, and Philadelphia Phillies. Brewers GM Matt Arnold tells USA Today, "We're trying to hold everything together with duct tape." Since the Brewers were last on the national stage in October during the postseason, they lost their manager, of course, Craig Counsell, to their hated rivals in Chicago, traded their Cy Young winner, Corbin Burns, to the Orioles, lost their all-star closer, Devin Williams, for the first half with multiple stress fractures in his back, and had 9 total pitchers go on injured reserve list. Quote, "It's been quite the rodeo," Arnold says. No matter, they are leading the National League Central, trying to win their 3rd division title in 4 years and make a 6th postseason appearance in 7 years. Quote, "It's amazing what they're doing," unquote, says Brewers manager Pat Murphy, who is Counsell's bench coach for 9 years. He went on to say, quote, "We lose 3 of our 4 starters from last year, lose 3 of our new starters. Now we're filling in with guys we had no idea would even be in the big leagues. That's a challenge. But here we are, the smallest market in baseball, and we're hanging in there. It's borderline amazing," unquote. The Brewers have won 7 of their last 9 games entering Saturday. Haven't been blown out all year, well, until over the weekend, by the way. They have had at least the tying run at the plate in the 9th inning in their losses and remain undefeated when leading after 8 innings despite not having Williams. Quote, "What I'm excited about is that these guys compete," Murphy says. "Night after night, they've been unbelievable. And catcher William Contreras, well, he's been nothing short of incredible. The little brother of St. Louis Cardinal catcher Wilson Contreras, William had no role with Atlanta once they traded for Sean Murphy, and now he's making everyone forget all about that Josh Hader trade that turned the Brewers clubhouse upside down in 2022. The Brewers acquired Contreras and others in a 3-way deal with Atlanta and the Oakland A's back in December of 2022. The cost was speedy outfielder Asturio Ruiz, one of the top prospects they acquired 4 months earlier from the San Diego Padres in the Hader trade. Now fast forward. Contreras has emerged as one of the game's premier catchers and is under team control until 2028. Contreras not only is the MVP of the Brewers, but one of the finest players in the National League. He has played in every single game, all but 4 as catchers, hitting .356 and 22 RBIs while guiding his pitching staff along the way. He's in the top 5 of 8 offensive category for the National League. You're milling out. Look, a tough game last night. Mr. Zomers was there, lost 1-0. Been a couple of controversial games, particularly with the Yankees, speaking of that, where they did get blown out, but the umpires admitted after the game that they botched the call.
Yeah.
There was interference. So I really like Pat Murphy because a lot of people said he was kind of the brains behind Craig Counsell for a number of years. And now he's the main guy. And what I like about him is that he's not afraid to say what he thinks. He's a little salty, a little verbose.
He did get pretty heated.
But I like that in a baseball manager. Hats off to Milwaukee Brewers. You can listen to the Brewers, of course, all season long across the Civic Media Radio Network. Tomorrow, we're going to have Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen for our Wednesday visits. Don't miss that. Today, our thanks to Luke Mathers for being on the show, Mr. Zomers for doing a great job behind the board, and all of you for listening. Don't forget tomorrow, Mr. Zomers.
Well, we'll get there.
All right, it's going to be May. See you later.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, a new study outlines just how bad the teacher shortage is getting all across Wisconsin after years of politicians trashing public schools.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.